Hey, everybody.
So we just had a power outage on our podcast.
Some technical difficulties this
Not
time
technical,
around.
It's just electrical.
We're having lots of electrical difficulties right now.
Technical will be your phone dying because it's at 16%.
Yes.
That's technical.
And
someone forgot to charge it. And goodbye already done. So long.
Right.
M-I-C. No, much. Right. Goodbye. So a lot of things to talk about, actually. Not really, but still.
We got some stuff.
Yeah. What was the movie that we were talking about there? So we were like, oh, we should wait for the fucking
podcast. You know what I watched? I watched Ant-Man and
The Wasp.
Uh-huh.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. Yeah.
Who'd you like better, Ant-Man the Wasp or What's-Her-Face? The girl with the face and shit.
Oh, Ghost.
Ant-Man.
Ghost. Batman?
Ant-Man.
Oh, they said Batman.
No.
Batman.
I like Batman better
He's
than any
cooler.
Of them.
The Batman from Marvel? Yes.
No, it makes sense now with all the with the Avengers and stuff. So now I kind of get it.
Because the ending part? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If so you guys haven't
I'm
seen
it,
I'm sorry,
now.
But that
I'm
that
like super late.
Really good.
Yeah, statute of limitations has passed. Anyway, welcome to the Pregame Hooligans Podcast.
Yeah, we're podcasting it.
I'm Boston.
Skunk drinking.
And Punk.
And she always does it.
And hello.
We always do that too. You guys all have to drink because you guys are repeating shit now. You guys forgot about that rule, didn't you?
It's all about the girls doing it, not us.
Because the girls do it in the mirror.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does if you listen to the music I listen to at my fucking work.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna finally taste this Citra Simcoe. Lengthwise, Centennial Ale.
Yes.
Citrusy. Right?
Citra hops.
Citra hops.
And Simcoe hops.
Citra hop ass down.
I've been drinking a lot of Micheladas.
Fun fact, when brewing with Simcoe hops, like when you pitch your, or when you throw your Simcoe hops in, it smells like cat urine.
Ooh. Nice.
Just with Simcoe hops.
That's why I have cats.
That's what I've heard from other brewers. They're just like, yeah, Simcoe tastes really good once it's like in, like when it's in the final products and stuff, but like Simcoe when you're brewing smells like cat piss. And I was just like, oh.
Didn't need to know that.
Well, you probably figure it out once you actually brew with it.
What if you don't know what cat piss smells like? Then it just smells. Because then now, like, you're going to think of it.
General, yeah, even when you don't have cats, you kind of know what it is.
Generally, I think just, everyone knows what cat piss smells like.
Yeah. I mean, if you live in any kind of cul-de-sac or know anybody in a cul-de-sac, there's cat piss everywhere.
Yeah.
Because there's colonies of cats everywhere.
If you've ever been to San Bernardino,
there's cat piss everywhere.
You know what cat piss smells like.
It's really strong.
Because there's
What's
just tons
smell?
Of stray cats. It's ammonia.
Ammonia, thank you.
It's
yeah.
a very
it's ammonia.
Strong ammonia smell.
It just smells real bad.
But, and that's not to say anything bad about the people or anything that live
You mean
in
cats.
San Bernardino.
Anything bad about the cats.
But
you guys smell like shit.
Like, I've worked...
You guys smell like cat
No, I've worked out in San Bernardino, and there's tons of stray cats out there. It's just cat shit at almost every fucking planter that you walk around.
That's the place to watch stray cats.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's doing, like, 3 days, like, a special for 3 days. So he's doing Santa Barbara, Pasadena, and Riverside. So
Wait,
he's... What?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr? Oh, I saw that you got your ticket.
Yeah.
He's the guy that makes F is for Family, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I love that
show.
Started,
like, on his podcast, he was going through each city, and he was just, like, talking shit on each one, and then he got to Riverside, and he was, like, the perfect place where you just hide a body. No one ever thinks about the poor people in Riverside. You just hide dead bodies everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, like,
well,
why?
Now he's just giving away our secrets. Yeah. Jesus.
I was like, why? Why dead bodies?
Why not? In the river, duh.
I know.
So,
he was like, down no by river the there. I've never seen a river. I'm like, everyone.
So yeah. is tonight our D&D special?
Sort of. Could be. I mean, like,
kind
we,
of.
We could name it that.
We are
it depends
be...
if Punk wants to not be a punk and actually come play D&D.
I don't want
to
play the fighter one.
The fighter one. What are you
that
saying?
Super
fight.
Game.
Super fight. That's just. That's all. This is an argument. You're just arguing. It's discussing with other people.
Yeah.
But
Josh is Boston's gonna win anyway.
I know. That's what I'm just like.
Unless it's like babies with a chain on a shark or something like that. What it was last time. It was fire breathing babies versus a pirate. I think. Right. No.
It was fire breathing babies versus a pirate with a shark on a like swinging
on
a shark on
a
chain.
Oh no! It was a kindergarten class.
That's right.
Kindergarten class.
Kindergarten class. You could breathe fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, well, either way, comment below. What do you want?
I was all for the kindergarten class because they're short. You can get under the
and there's a bunch
the
of
shark,
them, you know.
And there's there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So pirates gonna die. As much as I love pirates, I'm sorry, pirates gonna die.
Wait, you like pirates?
Nope, I don't like pirates at all.
Where did you get
he
that
doesn't
from?
Like pirates, George. He doesn't like pirates.
No, George, I do not like the pirates.
That's funny.
There's a movie, though, we were talking about. I forgot what movie it was.
Talking about Overlord?
Was it Overlord? No, it wasn't Overlord. But
you
that,
haven't watched
I haven't
yet.
Watched that yet. No, I haven't watched
What's
that
Overlord?
Yet.
Overlord.
Overlord.
It's basically, you know, Nazi zombies. You know Nazi Zombies, the game? So it's basically that version of Nazi Zombies.
It's a movie.
It's not Nazis, right? Is it?
Yeah.
It is Nazis?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's World, it's during World
it's
War
on Netflix?
II.
Yeah, so basically,
no,
think of zombies in World War II. That, and it's a horror, right? It's a horror, so.
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
It, I would say it's a horror because it's supposed to be zombies, so.
But it's much more about the people.
Maybe it's just scary.
Well, I mean, zombies are people, so.
Zombies are people too, man.
Well, they were.
Zombies are people too.
They were at one point.
There was a.
If I turn into a zombie, don't kill me.
There was a really cool zombie movie.
Sign me up in like Shaun of the Dead. Give me a video game.
Yeah.
There was a really cool zombie movie that my ex from years ago told me to watch, and it was.
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember the actor's name right now. It's the actor. He was the dad in Boondock Saints.
Oh, fuck. I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. He's actually a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a comedian, too. He's Scottish. He's a Scottish actor.
Name. Yeah, I know he is, but I don't
know
his
Scottish.
Name.
Yeah.
Don't anyway, he had smartphones.
He's in the movie that she told me about, and he's basically like a pet zombie to this girl, and he starts becoming kind of like more human, and he actually like cares about this little girl.
Like Warm Bodies?
Kind of, but it's not like that. Like, he's straight up, he's a fucking zombie. Straight
okay.
up. He's a fucking zombie. But he's got like a collar around his neck, and
he's got guns and gunfight.
I think his name is Fido.
It's a different movie. Oh, I think I know what movie you're talking about. I think no, I don't.
But
it was in my head. It wasn't
anyway. But right. I watched the movie and I was like, "Damn! Like this is actually a really fucking cool movie."
Yeah.
It was like I like when they do that sometimes. Like sometimes when they try like a different take on like a classic movie monster, sometimes it works and sometimes it does not. Like
a classic movie monster. Well then. What's one that came out recently? Because there's some that came out recently on classic movie monsters. They haven't done a Frankenstein
yeah,
forever, though.
Anna and the Apocalypse, one that we talked about last time. The musical zombie movie.
Oh, that's right. I was talking about John Wick last time, actually. That's the one the movie we were talking about is John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
I don't know if you've seen the...
Have you seen John Wick?
First or second one.
Yeah. What the fuck? I was looking for the pops, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
was.
That's right, yeah.
The
creepy
like,
guy was following her.
We were talking about that last night.
I was drunk. Was I drunk or
You're
sober?
You're always drunk.
I was sober then.
we were talking about that last night because, like, I loved the first two. Like, yeah. I would have been okay with
I kind of like the second one. I don't like it as much. It reminds me of, like, Logan.
The second one?
Yeah. John Wick 2.
What about the third one?
He's just tired. It just makes
I mean,
just
I would
like,
get tired too, running from assassins.
Yeah, but like the first one was so kick ass, and he's just like tired, and I'm just like, oh no. And then
I don't
everyone,
like the first one. You know
really?
Why? Because the dog dies. I don't like the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, that bummed
but
me out.
But then everyone's
too.
Like
I liked when
a
got
secret
the
person, like everywhere's walking, like everyone's. I'm like, I thought it was just like a few people. You know what I mean? That's like in this.
No,
I didn't
yeah,
like that
everybody's
it was everybody.
Everybody
I was like, really,
it.
Everyone? Then what's the point?
Well, everyone needs a side job.
Like everyone can fight. Everyone.
I would
be
assassin
be,
if
like,
I could do it.
Well, no,
everyone's
but,
an assassin.
Like,
doesn't make any sense.
So, like, what I was telling him last night is like, I liked the first two. I would have been okay with it just being John Wick, just the first one by itself.
Not a triple trilogy.
Because I felt like the story wrapped itself up nicely, and
yeah.
it was like,
not really.
I
you shot
okay.
that guy in the head inside the hotel. That's like, I mean. It didn't wrap itself up nicely.
No,
if he didn't do
like,
that, then maybe.
It didn't need, like, it didn't have to have a second one.
Yeah,
or
we didn't
just...
absolutely need a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
you're talking
I was
about
okay
talking
with
the first one. Okay.
Yeah,
after
I was okay
the
with the
one.
Ending.
I talking about
the
second one.
One.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. I'm okay. I was totally okay with it. If the first one wrapped itself up nicely and it was a good, solid fucking action movie.
Yeah, but if it's a good movie, you know that's not how they're going to end it. They want to make more money off of it, so
sure,
they're going to keep doing
it. And that's exactly what I'm saying is like the second one was also good. I didn't like it as much, but I think it's because we already know the character.
Well, it's also because you already seen the abilities that he has as a shooter. Like he could actually shoot, you know, he actually knows how to do all that shit. So that's why you already seen his abilities. Now they're just throwing more people into it, a little bit more danger, and then a girl that could fight.
Right, but
yeah,
the second
yeah.
one, right?
But now, like the third one coming out, I'm kind of like, okay, it feels like a cash grab at this point.
Which most movies are.
Like,
I mean,
yeah,
it's nothing
you know,
compared to
the first two did good, but I don't know.
It's nothing compared to Fast and the Furious, but it is a cash grab
sure.
at this point.
Sure.
Fucking what is it? Sean
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs
and Shaw is 100% a cash grab.
That sounds like a cartoon.
I thought it was. I was like, oh, it's
oh, like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. I was like, wait, I know those names.
No,
I guarantee they're gonna make a joke about that.
I hope
in that movie they're gonna make a joke about it.
I hope they do. But like with that movie, I can see much more the two of them being in like a government espionage type film.
Well,
because
they've been
because
seven
the,
of them.
Because the well, yeah. no, I'm saying those two characters.
Yeah.
Because those characters are actually, like, ex-military. Both of them, like, Hobbs is still military. He's still Special Forces, and Shaw is an ex-SAS agent.
Yeah.
So, like, that I can totally see. But the rest of the crew being, like, going through and, like, trying to save the world and shit like
is
that,
it
like,
still,
it turned
do you
into
think it's
this
still
whole
produced
other
by,
fucking
Do you think
thing.
It's still produced by Vin Diesel?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think they don't like each other.
No. Not in the. Not, he's not in the like in the movie. I'm thinking like, is he still? Because Vin Diesel's the one that made all the movies.
But I don't think he
for
would,
Fast and the Furious. So you think he actually made this one too?
I don't think he would fight with him if he was making the movie.
What?
Because they don't get along.
Really?
Yeah, like they hate each other.
In real life.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
All the podcasts, like they all were talking about it when they were coming out with the movie, and like they all just hate each
then
other.
Then why were they in the movies, or the other ones then?
They didn't want, because they were supposed to have them all still do the next one.
Uh-huh.
And then when The Rock and What's-His-Face went off and did their own, they're like, you turned your back on the family. Like, this is our movie, and now you're going to make money off of our movie type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're all like pissed off because like they're just like, now you're going to kick us out? Like, what the fuck?
Shit, I didn't know that. That makes sense.
And though. They're like a family, so like they're just like we all stuck together.
So the family wasn't just about Fast and Furious
now
in the movie.
Yeah,
it's actually
like you just took our fucking movie. Well, that's like, what yeah. They're not really good actors. They're like good at Fast and Furious.
The original cast, like
that's
the original
they
cast, they're super close.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like they're a family. So like they were pissed
yeah,
off.
Like,
that,
like
they all stay band
is
together.
Is Ludacris?
Ludacris
yeah.
is in it. Yeah.
Yeah, Ludacris and Mike Epps, and
the late Paul Walker.
And yeah, Paul Walker. And I know that they're close with Paul Walker's brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't
yeah,
know they
I
actually
know.
Had a tiff.
Yeah.
A fight.
Yeah.
That doesn't really
You know Vin
me.
Diesel sings too, right?
Who?
Vin Diesel, he sings.
I know he's Groot. I didn't know he sings.
Yeah. He tries to sing like Rihanna songs and stuff.
Shut
have
the
you,
fuck
Have you seen his old YouTube
this
videos?
Is not good.
No.
No.
He used to be like a dance instructor. Like he did like
really?
Dance instructional videos, and he was super super thin, just like a weird like awkward looking skinny kid.
Not buff
doing,
at all.
Buff
like
now?
Not buff at mm. all.
No, I seen the videos on. I was just like, oh, what the fuck, man! I played it for my brother.
See, but you can tell, like, the thing is, like, he's not a method actor. He didn't get buff for the movie. He just started
yeah.
working out. Like
yeah.
he doesn't change his body type. Like we were talking about that last time over at the bowling alley. Like, what's his name? Christian Bale. He changed his body. He actually is a method actor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
He's a method actor because he
the
did it for America. Yeah, the Machinist.
Christian Bale and the Machinist.
He was dangerously skinny.
His
smoking a cigarette.
His
that came quick.
His diet to get ready for that movie was apples and cigarettes.
Yeah. Because cigarettes crave the hunger, and then apples, I guess, just healthy
yeah.
for you. I don't know. But
yeah, he got crazy thin, like dangerously thin.
Is it weird that I still want to have the body of Edward Norton in American History X? Like,
no,
just
not
his,
at all.
Just
also
his look.
Just
his look
it
when
was
he...
just like the angle or something.
Even
like
then,
that.
Even
but
then.
But goddamn, when he puts his hands up behind
that's what
his
I'm
head,
talking about. Like,
every girl is just like, oh my god.
Every girl and me.
And
he
just.
See, bald guys are hot too.
Yeah.
We never said they weren't.
And
you're the one that claims they aren't.
His face is just like, I don't care. I'm just like, oh my god.
And his face, yeah, his face, the way he was like just pissed, I was like, damn.
Yeah, that was rad.
That's really good. You want to taste it?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I don't like those.
You know the why? That's funny because he doesn't ask me anymore because he knows I'm trying
know.
To drink beer, so he asks you.
It's like
I want someone to try this thing, damn
want,
it.
Please,
somebody
please
just try the damn beer that I'm drinking.
I just act like it.
Mmm.
Yum, yum.
Just start coughing, really.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yes, Overlord. I did want to watch that. I know you've seen it, but.
It was God so damn. Fucking good.
Yeah.
So good.
And then you caught me right when I was finishing watching Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which I've also
oh,
already seen.
Oh, I
want to
see that so
you
bad.
You haven't seen
it?
No.
So
I have it, and I just want to watch it, but
really?
I haven't. Yeah, but
super
I haven't.
Good. You haven't
I,
seen it?
I only got 30 minutes into it, and then he called me. He's like, oh, yeah, whenever you want to go. I was like,
how
fuck.
How are those 30 minutes?
Sorry,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's
no,
good.
Honestly, I fucking loved the movie.
I got to the
I
point where they actually
it.
Created the Bohemian
such
Rhapsody
a cool
song.
Portrayal.
You know, that's where I got to, and I was like, oh, come on. I want to watch more of it, but
I
the actor. Amazing. He
yeah.
plays a
yeah.
really
yeah.
so good at Freddie Mercury. Yes.
Is he a method actor?
I don't know
like
if he
Heath
changed
Ledger?
Any of his body type, but like he does look like
movie.
Him a lot. He didn't change his teeth. I think he's
yeah,
wearing
they,
a cap.
He, yeah, no. He was wearing false teeth for,
yeah.
for the movie.
Yeah, of course.
He,
did he keep
he
them
said,
in?
He said in an interview that like when he put him in, like he like felt the insecurity.
Oh
because
yeah.
Because he had such a severe overbite.
He did.
From that, he was just like I felt.
Like
the
awkward.
Ridicule.
You
and
can
everything.
Tell, like, he in
like,
the movie, he tries to hide it a lot because he, like,
yeah,
he tries to
in
take,
the beginning of the
he
movie.
Tries to get his lip over it, but then he just puts his lip under it, and just like, because that's just how much of an orb he has. So, like, he just.
Yeah, it was bad.
Or you probably just feel stupid. Especially if you're not born with it.
What? Well, and I
like in the movie, like, because he had to put it on, you know what I mean? Like, as an actor, like, it would feel even more.
Yeah, I would.
Well, and I love the part, this is at the beginning of the movie, it's not a spoiler or anything.
She hasn't seen, so it is a spoiler, but whatever.
I don't mind.
Well,
it's not like he's going to ruin it. Did you know he passed away? It's not going to ruin the movie.
No, I mean, yeah, we all know the story.
What's going to surprise me?
Yeah, he at the beginning of the movie when he goes and talks to the guys at the in the back of the van and he's like,
oh yeah,
and he's like, what's up with your teeth?
Yeah,
he's like, I was born with four extra bicuspids.
Yeah,
so that means I have a larger mouth and a wider range. And he just starts belting out singing, and they're just like,
that makes sense. Holy, so like, good. What, Aerosmith, he has big teeth.
Yeah,
yeah.
Steven Tyler,
yeah, he's got a big old mouth.
Amy Winehouse big teeth.
That makes a lot more sense than actually, because you can, I mean, you're the singer here, Jessica, so you should Simpson. Probably don't worry about that than me.
Jessica Simpson know. Has a big ass fucking mouth.
I've never had any formal training, so I don't really know.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, if you could actually make more of a range because your mouth is open more, you know, like.
Maybe.
I don't know anything about music.
Like,
so.
I feel like my range is.
Do you think
wide.
That's why? You think that's why in Guitar Hero 3 they actually had that guy that had the really big mouth?
Maybe, but probably not.
I think it was. It's scary. My friend says she had a nightmare about him, and like she was actually like he was chasing her.
Really?
And she was fucking
that like a fucking dream you would have.
And she was getting actually like running from him because he was trying to eat her.
That's scary.
It's like, fuck, that's scary.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, for the guy from Guitar Hero, not Aerosmith.
That's deep dive. Him too. Fuck.
No, I've seen a meme where it actually shows him, and it's like, oh, it's so sweet that you bring your grandma. It's like, it's his daughter and then him.
Yeah,
it's I've like, seen why that. Do you let your grandma not wear a shirt? It's Steven Tyler without a shirt.
That's sad.
That should crack me up. I was like, oh, that's sad. But it's funny. It's funny.
Sad, but it's true.
Hey, I didn't know Tom DeLonge wasn't in Blink-182 anymore.
Who?
Tom
DeLonge.
I don't know that.
Tom.
He was I'm the bad with guitar names. Player, right?
Yeah.
Is he a guitar player, not the bassist?
No.
So the lead singer.
Mark. He was the one with like the he had like the dark short hair.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, there's only three of them, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't the know goofy was... looking one is more the he's the guitarist, right? And then the bassist is actually the singer more. The Tom something, right?
I think Mark sings more.
Really? Okay, if we're counting the song Tom, Miss You, what song?
Tom was the one that was in Boxcar Racer.
That didn't help at all.
Oh, I don't know. Well, he had his own band. He had two other bands. Well,
Eddie's just not good with names.
Yeah, I'm really bad with names. Sorry. What's your name? Because you know, like the song "I Miss You" by Blink-182. Like, you know, not that. Where are you? That guy, not
that's
him.
Mark.
That's Mark. Okay, yeah. So the other guy. That's why. That's how I think it is.
It is Mark that sings more.
Yeah,
sings more, yeah.
But the other guy's more like the melody. He's more the melody guy.
Tom was the one who sang most of "Stay Together for the Kids," right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
The heartbreak one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they both sing, but it's just different songs. Who sings what?
Right.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
Some songs.
Can't
they
wait
sing
to
more.
See them. I've never seen them before.
Who?
Blink-182. They're going to be at Back to the Beach.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right.
That's what I was saying. That's the only reason why I brought it up.
Also, we're going to Back to the Beach. If you see us, don't say hi. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. See us, and say hi, take a picture.
It's a really good line.
Get us a beer.
Buy us a fucking beer.
Or me a Jameson, because I don't drink beer. So
buy me a beer.
The fairs are coming up too. I think the Orange County Fair and the OC Fair, all the good stuff's coming up. Festivals,
yeah,
shows.
Well, it's coming summertime. Up. More Jameson.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You want the summer to come back?
Yeah.
I fucking hate summer.
I just hate being hot.
In the summertime, when the weather is
cold.
Well,
and I'm really hoping. I have a friend who's taking a road trip up to Portland, Oregon.
Ooh. Oh, I want to do that so bad, and then I want to go to Seattle right after that.
Let's do that.
It's like a four-hour drive.
It's a two-hour drive.
Because, like I was saying,
I've done it in a semi-truck. It's 2 hours in a semi-truck, so it's
maybe
less
thinking
than that
about moving. Maybe thinking about moving to Portland next year. So I really want to go visit and see how it's, you know.
So we're having auditions for a new beast.
I'll still be on the cast. I'll just be satellite.
Satellite. But yeah, Portland is so much fun. The funny thing about Portland is when I was up there trucking is that some guy would not, on the sidewalk, like on the corner, like where the main streets are, they didn't want to ask you for spare change. They asked you for spare nugs.
Oh, really?
They literally asked you for spare weed.
That's crazy.
And like there's a bunch of them. Nice. Like if you walk down, you'll see like maybe four or five of them in a row just sitting on the corner.
Just asking for weed.
I was like, what the fuck?
I heard it's like really
and there
nice,
weren't even there weren't Everyone's even like homeless high. Or anything. They were just hippies.
I wanted to live over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. And...
You're going to deal with a bunch of lesbians. You know that, right? That's what I heard. All the lesbians are going to fucking Portland.
Really?
Yeah. And my friend, one of my friends told me that. I was like,
Seattle.
Oh shit, so you're not going to find a girl at all if you're going to Portland. You're going to find a bunch of girls that are going to be your friend. But that's about it.
Most of my friends are girls anyway.
But most
Is that
of
true
them?
Though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
you better not be counting me.
I got Britt, Hunter, Erica, Tiff. Girls.
Yeah.
Mine's a variety, mostly cats.
Yeah. That's true.
You have a good mixture.
I have a good mixture of just random.
No, but I mean, I got a bunch of guy friends too, because I got you, Brett, Carlos.
He was really talking about me.
Lance.
I'm the guy friend, you're the girlfriend.
That's very true.
Actually, kind of.
Just because I have my jacket like this my shoulders?
No, it's not
fuck
about,
you guys.
It's not about that. It's that, like, I go to
I'm
you.
I'm cold.
I go to you to talk about more serious issues, and I
drink with her.
Be like, hey, let's get a beer.
No serious talk.
I connect people emotionally. I don't give a shit. I guess what I do.
Dude, the last night, the lady at work, she was like, you need to have a kid. And I was like, no. She was like, yeah, you could adopt. And I was like, I don't want anyone. I don't want
Why
any kid
was
at
she
all.
Saying that?
Because she says, like, I'm getting older. And then, like, we were talking about all this stuff. And then she was just like, you know, you're getting older. And she's like, you can adopt. She's like, I used to be like you, you know, like a tomboy, like kind of a lesbian. She's like, yeah.
Kind of a lesbian.
She's an older Asian lady, so she has, like, an accent. You know, like, there's kind of blunt and stuff. And then she was just like, kind
great.
Of a lesbian.
She
you
called
know?
You kind
like,
of a lesbian.
Yeah.
That's great. That's so funny.
And I was just like, I'm so used to it that I'm just like,
can
yeah.
we just make that as our thing? Kind of a lesbian. Hashtag, kind of a lesbian. And then just going to be a picture of you in the cover. Kind of a lesbian. You're getting old, your hair's turning green. Come on, you need to start dating.
You gotta watch out when your hair starts turning like silverish purple.
Oh, I really like that color.
Well, then you're gonna love it. You're gonna love the shit out of it.
I mean, you've seen like old ladies where it's like they're trying to like dye it, but it's like.
I wanted to bleach my hair and do it that color. That's so sad. That's what's sad. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bleach it and then do it silverly purple.
I can't wait to put a touch of gray in my hair. I'm just gonna start. I'm gonna do. The Fu Manchu and gray.
Nice.
But everything else is going to... It's going to be Hulk Hogan, but gray. And then a beard behind it. So it's just going to, like, foreshadow it.
It looked like a skunk.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Nice.
And then on top, on the sideburns, I'm going to do a little bit of a touch of gray. Like, you know, up here where the... Was it the temple?
You know, a lot of older men...
Oh, so like the Mr. Fantastic look.
Or Mr. Fantastic, or what's his name? Raja Ghul.
Raja Ghul, yeah.
Raja that's a good one.
Yeah, so.
Raz or Raja.
Raja Ghul, Raja Ghul.
Really
there's so many
it.
Different ways to pronounce it.
Yeah, there's different pronunciations.
And even plus, Ghul is pronounced differently, too.
In Batman Begins,
yeah.
They call it the League of Shadows. And in everything else, it's called the League of Assassins.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
In literally everything else.
You didn't
yeah,
know that?
I didn't think about it until, like, right now.
I realized that, too. I was like, wait, isn't it the League of Assassins? Like,
yeah.
Because even in the DC...
In Arrow.
Yeah, in Arrow, it was, like, the League of Assassins.
Yeah, the Arrowverse,
not the League of Shadows.
It's League of Assassins.
I don't
which,
know why.
Like, you know what? Honestly, like, I am bummed out that we haven't seen them come back at all.
I haven't caught up yet, so don't disclose anything just yet, because I'm still far back. I'm far back.
But that's just, like, one thing. Like, they like... You don't really
can't say anything.
Anymore.
He's trying not to.
You just don't see him anymore.
Well, I don't really care. I mean, it's not about them. Funny. It's about something else, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, it makes sense.
No, you know I won't give you any spoilers.
You better not.
I will do my very
fuck
best
this.
Not to.
Statue of Limitation does not count towards friends that are next to you.
Hey, did you fix your car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's right there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see
it. We got it.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. What do you mean we got it?
I know, he's just like...
No, you got it. I brought it over here to like, Twitter.
We got the girl.
Like, we have it here
I pushed
with
the
us.
Brake. I was the one steering.
Yeah, we fixed it. We have a car now.
I shifted once.
We haven't fixed it. He did, he put it in first. Because I was telling him, like, does this feel a little sticky? Is this a little sticky? And then he put it in first. I was like, yeah, it's
that's
a little
rough. That's so cute.
He touched my knob.
That's cute. What do you guys do for Valentine's Day, huh? Wink, wink.
Valentine's Day? He better buy me chocolates.
I'm probably not doing anything.
Just kidding. Oh, I have chocolate whiskeys. Do you guys want to try those?
Is it whiskey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
my
it
mom
chocolate?
Gave it to me. Uh-huh.
Whiskey chocolates?
It's
yes,
kind of expensive
absolutely.
Stuff.
It's expensive stuff?
My brother looked it up.
It better be McGregor chocolate whiskey.
No, I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll just have one.
Trying to watch my figure? So I only have one? How many calories is in a chocolate whiskey?
I'm trying to get my beach body going, man.
I'm trying to get that girl's beach body going. And you just point at a girl, that girl's beach body right there.
But yes, watch Overlord tomorrow.
I am.
Or...
I told you, I want to watch any movie that's like mainly has dark scenes, like, you know, like a lot of night scenes,
yeah, yeah.
Which I know that one's going to have. In, at night, because it doesn't. I don't like the glare that comes from my room, so I can't watch.
Yeah,
I can't watch a lot of movies like Bohemian Rhapsody. Obviously, I could watch that in the daytime because there's not too many dark scenes. It's mostly about the music, how you know, like it's a autobiography, right?
Yeah.
So I could watch that, but anything like scary or horror, like Halloween, I want to watch at night. Biopic. Well, even like Halloween, I want to watch that at night, not in the daytime because it's boring. What the fuck? Why are you going to watch a horror movie at night or in daytime? I mean.
Well, I usually watch my horror movies during the daytime, but. That's just because my room is always dark.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
So yeah, it just doesn't matter.
I watch my horror movies at night and my whores in the daytime. What?
That's funny.
You wash your whores in the daytime?
Watch.
Oh, watch.
I mean, I should wash them.
But. That's probably a good idea for sanitary reasons.
You have keys? You could just open it with keys.
Wait,
I just don't have any.
Ah, my nail bit.
Your turn.
Ah, my nail bit.
Sensitive knees. If anybody could get that, I don't think anybody gets it.
Leave
here.
It in the comments.
Sensitive knees, yeah. Oh my god. That's from Freddy Got Fingered. And it was so funny when he's like, have you seen that movie?
Uh-huh. Oh, there was a little pull string.
My bad.
I know, that's where I hurt my nail.
Wouldn't it be a different color?
That's where I hurt my nail on. But yeah, Freddy Got Fingered is this. He's dating this girl that's in a wheelchair, right? Indeed. So she can't feel anything below her knees or below her hips. So like she's like, oh, she gives him a cane. He's like, just start hitting. So she starts smacking it, or he starts smacking her shins, and she's like getting turned on by that.
Really?
And she's like, all right, it's my turn. She grabs a stick. He's like, okay. And he pulls up his pant leg. He's like, okay, but right here, but I have sensitive knees. And it's so funny because like,
she's you know, like, he's doing stand up now too. We should watch him.
Wait, who?
What's his name?
Tom Green?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yep. It's gonna die.
Call it.
Is it good?
It tastes like chocolate.
Oh, really? They don't taste like whiskey?
Mm-mm.
That's kind of good, man. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
No, it's not gonna die yet. We've got 5%.
Yeah, I know, but we're not even halfway through. It was at 16 when we started.
Good thing we have a backup.
Kind of.
These are the technical difficulties we are going
I told you it was gonna die because your phone's on constantly, so it's using power.
Yeah, you girl, you don't even use social media. What are you using phone for?
Well, if it still works, it's not working. I mean, we could cut the show short. Cut the episode short.
30 minutes?
No, not 30 minutes. Until it dies.
30 minutes? Is that 25?
Get these chocolates away from me. I'm getting fat.
We're supposed to talk about this on here.
Anyway, I want to try the dark chocolate one.
Oh, I thought they were just shaded.
No.
I'm so drunk.
Are you serious?
So it was like right here.
Oh.
So I just thought it was like the lighting.
I'm so drunk now.
It's milk and dark chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of just tastes like
chocolate. I don't eat chocolate because it gets me fat.
I don't know. And I was looking to see if it had like a whiskey brand, but it didn't. It's just like their own.
It's milk and dark chocolate.
Yeah. You already said that.
So I can't read the other one. I'm reading the thing.
It doesn't say what kind it has.
No, what does that say?
No, I even Googled it. Truffles.
Isn't truffles what pigs like?
Yeah, mushrooms.
So drunk.
Heh?
I figured you were fat. Why are you giving it to me? You don't want to eat them?
Get away from me.
I was like, wait, I don't drink whiskey.
Why are you eating all of them?
Because you can't stop.
I can't. I like whiskey. I like chocolate. I'm fat.
God, man.
You can't eat them all.
I ate four.
I only had one.
I ate four.
They're almost gone. Jesus
That's
Christ,
why he
dude.
Put it in
All right, one more.
No! No soup for you.
That's so funny.
You what?
Ate all your
There's chocolate? My teeth are just stained
Watch, they're
chocolate.
Like super strong. You just can't taste it. You just be fucked up in a second. That was like a shot for each one.
What if it was?
That
oh, man.
That is so rad.
It's a concentrated shot.
It'd be
concentrated
way more than $20.
Shot.
That's funny shit. Anyways.
I think my vision's going.
Oh, I'm so cold. I got a little vacation. I'm off this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I requested it because I'm
no,
tired.
These will not get you drunk.
They're like 2%.
2% alcohol.
Dang, I got it. I should have bet. That was good.
Why would you bet? You lost the last bet.
I won a bunch of them.
Which was what bets did you win, actually?
I'm telling you, I won
So you're
going to
go for like New Zealand, Australian?
Oh, yeah. I got to do 3 accents. Well, I can try Australian.
Do it right now. Try an accent.
I'm too scared. I need
Why
to
not?
Practice because I'm really bad at them.
What are you doing, Lassie? just try an accent. Don't matter.
Heidi, daddy, daddy. Heidi,
daddy.
Ah, shush, shush, shush,
That's what I want to do the whole entire time.
Top of the morning to you.
How are you blooming doing?
I don't know.
Just do an accent.
Jamaican.
Just...
I didn't know how to do Jamaican. And then.
How would Jamaican go?
Don't ask the white guy.
You just did Indian.
I know. What the fuck? You're
the
probably
the
darkest
the
you've done. What's the darkest you've done is Indian.
That's true.
Don't ask the white guy.
I was like, what the hell?
You're not the wise guy to do a fucking a darker
no,
accent.
And I actually got that from Trevor Noah, too. That was like his bit on his Netflix special.
Uh-huh.
Where he was talking about he was talking about when Britain invaded India.
And he was doing an Indian accent?
Yeah, and he was just like, you know, like the British people came over and were just like, hey, like, you're a part of the British nation now. And so now you're going to follow our God. And they're like, which God are you talking about? He's like, well, God. He's like, yes, but which God?
See, just watch a bunch of like comedians or something that actually
Love
has.
Love Guru and just do like a Michael Myers fucking Indian accent.
Mike Myers. The difference. Well, one's
Michael
a killer.
Myers is
he's
a
serial killer.
Yeah, but still a Mike.
Kind of. He's still a Myers.
Definitely still a Myers.
But not a Mike or a Michael.
I just do a Mike Myers fucking accent instead. When,
just having a knife in your hand. What are you doing? My accent.
I have to do that sound.
Are you gonna do like the Michael Myers like Scottish accent?
No, I haven't seen. I don't remember. Oh,
I've got a turtle head poking out.
Or a fat bastard one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Scottish.
I quote it a lot, but I don't ever do the accent.
You know, I don't know.
I'm sad.
A wee baby.
Yeah.
Me and my cousin were trying to figure out the difference between the first, second, and... No, not the third one, because the third one's pretty distinguishable, but the first and second one, what happened in each one. Like, he was like, oh, which one's the one where he gets stuck in the... He's trying to do an 8-point turn, and he's like, he's back
that's
and forward.
That's the second one.
Nope.
It's the first one?
It's the first one.
I thought it was one with Beyonce.
Nope.
That's not
that's
even
the third one.
Yeah, I
forgot. So we were trying to figure out, because
like
they're
the
so... They
like
run
the
so
one.
Much together, you know?
Yeah.
You can't figure out which goes on which. Like, when he goes, stop! Like, the flattener's trying to, like, squish a guy, and you guys just screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's that one?
Second.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
the second one.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You could literally make a trivia game off of which one is
yeah,
which.
That's a good one. I love those movies.
Because I was trying to tell him like at the end of this or the beginning of the first one, the chick that he's dating, I forget what her name is a robot or a fembot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it kicks off the second one.
Yeah.
So that, like,
really?
And he's like,
I don't like that girl.
And then
he was trying to tell me
which one's the time
yeah.
travel one. I was like, the second one. Time travel one's
oh,
the second
yeah,
one.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And then he's like, which one's the one?
That was Goldmember.
No, Goldmember's the third one.
I thought Goldmember was in the past.
No, that does happen in the past, but that's Goldmember. But
the
actual one that started time travel was the second one, which is The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, okay.
His face when he dances, too, like when he's Goldmember.
The first one was the...
He does this weird little pucker face.
I wish he
would
still do movies. Where
yeah.
is he?
He's actually in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's funny because like it's not a spoiler.
A music producer.
He plays a music producer that says that he's not funny. He's just like the guy that tells him.
It's a small part.
But he tells them that this song will never be a hit. But because he plays Wayne's World, that's what cracked me up is that he dances that song. You know,
that makes sense.
And that's why you use them. I was like, oh my god, that's great.
Rad.
That's really good
that's
timing.
Cool.
On that
that's
one.
Cool that he does stuff like that.
I liked him actually. He was pretty good in Inglorious Bastards too.
Yeah.
As the
but
the,
he wasn't like he was.
It wasn't funny, but he was a good actor.
He was funny because it was him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if it was supposed to be funny or not. I still laughed, though, right when I saw him.
That's another movie that I could go... That's a movie I can go back and watch over and
oh,
over
yeah.
again.
Eli Roth is on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast. It's actually really good.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that one yet.
I know Tenenbaum.
Tenenbaum? The Tenenbaums?
Michael Rosenbaum was the guy who played Lex Luthor on the Smallville show.
He has a podcast.
He's good because there was one show that I liked that he was in. It was called, it was Preacher.
Bachelor stand-up. Boys?
Huh?
I don't know how.
It was like
Sorority Boys
was a fucking funny ass show. I waited all night for you. Fucking like fighting each other. Oh my god, that shit cracked me up. I couldn't. It died. Did it die? No, it's still alive. It
still
have 5 minutes, dude. That's fine. Just leave it.
Good
Just
job.
Leave your phone off. That's it.
Shouldn't have done that from the beginning. So I didn't know if it
would
continue
to record. What's the thing that we need to buy? Because apparently we need to buy that now because your phone doesn't want to last. It's just that one time that...
Oh, the... Like an external charger?
Well, I have that in
my
backpack.
A battery bank?
I have that in my backpack. We should just use that. What you doing?
Making sure that we keep track.
Eating chocolate.
I thought you were playing slots.
No.
Eating chocolate? Give me the chocolate.
Eating chocolate?
You really want more?
No, just... Keep it away from me.
Are you saving it?
No, I'm not going to eat it
anymore. It's 2%.
Oh, you can eat them all.
I don't really,
2%.
No, I don't really eat sweets.
Yeah. I mean, if you want
to
eat them all.
Like, I wanted to try one of each of them. But if you really want them, then fucking have
no,
that.
No, my stomach hurts already.
Oh. I'm like,
I don't know what to
eat
tell
them.
You.
I can't make whiskey with
he
truffle
He pulled them
whiskey.
Away like he's your mom. Like, no more chocolate.
I ate four of them.
That's
you're just going to town on those fucking things,
yeah.
man.
You're Jesus. Eating, like, popcorn. They're huge chocolate.
Okay, so camp this weekend, like, we... Talked
oh,
about
yeah.
camp the first weekend. Camp
How
this weekend was,
it? Was
fucking insane.
Was it raining?
It was raining and it dumped like like 8 or 9 inches of fucking snow on us.
Snow, that's what it was. It looked like it snowed when you did a video.
Oh, it was fucking snowing. But like, but we still did paintball.
Was that funner in the snow?
It would have been if it were snowing at the time.
It's fun because you see the kids just come up out of the snow, and then shoot.
Come out.
That would be fucking rad. No,
snowman,
so,
you're just like a snowman and bust out of.
Why does that snowman have arms?
Paintball, honestly, paintball was a fucking nightmare.
It was a
nightmare, but it was
the fucking
fun.
Paintballs were frozen.
It was fun, but it was a nightmare. The paintballs were not frozen.
Balls.
That would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Bullets.
I put mine in the freezer before we go.
You see that thing in Chicago where it's so cold that like people are getting like ice or like water, boiling water, that throwing it out their window and it turns into ice.
It turns into mist.
Oh yeah, it just turns into vapor.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
No,
there was a girl who went outside and put her head down like this. With wet hair.
Oh,
and
she God.
Brought her head back up and it was frozen.
That's sick.
That sounds like
it was all frozen.
I think you get a stick on that
shit. Can you
imagine
if you did that with a paintball?
Like, the one I like is actually when you get the water hose and you turn on the water hose and it comes out like little cubes. Like it comes out as water, but then it turns out cubes.
It's like,
do you need any ice?
It turns into cubes as it's coming out. It's like,
yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
That, yeah.
Poor animals.
I seen a video where a squirrel was frozen.
Really?
Yeah, on a fence.
Poor things.
But you know that you could just probably put him in warm water and he'll revive.
Oh.
They did that with a cat.
Yep.
It's crazy.
What about bugs? Do bugs?
No, bugs just hibernate.
They
go into hibernation
freeze?
Mode, I think, right?
Yeah, they like go dormant.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I think insects.
Austin Powers went dormant.
Insects with exoskeletons can do that.
This is crazy.
So I need to just get an exoskeleton.
Yeah, that would be great.
Do that.
No.
Sorry about.
Oh no, it's fine. So like we went down there, and when
chocolate.
When we first got down there. When we first got down there, because Friday night into Saturday morning, it had snowed overnight. And then, so it had dumped quite a bit of snow, but it wasn't sticking just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just, like, sleet. Like, it was like frozen rain. And all of that was hitting the ground, and that was sticking. And then it was pretty much just raining all day, so it was just fucking slush everywhere.
No one got hurt? Like, no one
no.
fell?
No. We almost lost a girl.
Really? That's fucking
she
scary.
Got turned around and she couldn't find her way back.
Started walking the opposite way.
Oh, fuck, that was cold. Sorry. It's
right.
So cold.
I'm gonna throw an ice between your boobs.
No.
But yeah, she got turned around. She couldn't find her way back. But that was at the end of the second game. We only played two games. First weekend, we played, we got six games out. But then this last weekend, we only got two games out. Because like there was kids, like after the first game, kids were coming back and going just... It's too cold out there.
Aww.
And like just
push him around.
Back.
Put me in a pussy. Get back in there.
And then like we had a bunch of guns go down. Like a ton of our guns went down because it was too cold outside. So the pressure equalized in the CO2 tanks and the outside air.
Mm.
So the air just wasn't working. They would just like they'd go to shoot it and it was like,
yeah.
And then like the ball would fall out and nothing would happen.
And that's when you pick it up and throw it at people.
And so like that happened to a bunch of guns, and then so we were swapping them out for ones that were still in the shack.
Can't you buy a koozie for those things? Normally you buy a koozie because like
freezes
up no matter what.
They have the bottle warmers, yeah.
Yeah, it freezes up no matter what because it's compressed air, right?
Yeah.
Or you have the CO2 or compressed air.
That's what CO2 is.
Is it?
It's compressed O2.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's carbon and oxygen, but that's...
Well, because there's one that my friend... Air. Like, you remember Lewis, my friend? He would have one that was just compressed air, and then there's, you know, the other ones that actually had CO2, so I don't know. I don't know shit, honestly. I don't... I've never played... I think it's different. I would Google it, but I'm recording.
Yeah.
Google it.
Alexa?
You have Alexa on your phone?
I have Siri. Siri?
What do you want, bitch?
I think you have to say, hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. Just kidding. I'm using my Snapchat.
Hey, Snapchat.
Hey, Snapchat. What's this?
Riddle me this.
I was going to say that. I was about to say that right now.
What's this?
Uh-huh. If it looks like me, drop this because I am.
I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
It's not fair because I ate them all.
That was perfect. Good job, Melissa.
You're very welcome.
There was a old game I used to play on my classic Nintendo, and it was Joshua the game, but it was like the Bible character Joshua.
Oh God.
And like after at the end of like a level.
What a rager.
I would finish a level and then it would go, "Good job, Joshua." Like, "Oh, thanks."
Gee Willy.
Gee Wall. Gee golly willikers.
That's comedy.
I don't think I have any actual game to get dedicated to me, so I can't really like.
Me either.
Are you sure?
Melissa.
I think there's a punk game out there somewhere.
Oh, maybe there's a punk game, but I wasn't named punk by that time.
I loved playing Skate or Die.
I'm going to make my own game called Edward the Destroyer. Yeah. Even though
I would fucking play that game.
Even though my name is Eduardo, but whatever.
Eduardo.
I can't roll my R's.
That's okay. Really?
Eduardo.
I'm trying to do something that you guys can't do. Oh, well, I mean, that Eddie can't do. I have to find something. Oh, like, I know
you could dye your hair.
True.
Actually, no, when I do that, I'm not using my tongue. I use my tongue.
She said it, not me.
What?
Because it was like, you can dye your hair, but you can't dye your hair. You can dye your face.
She says she's trying to find something that she could do that we can't do.
How dare you?
Hey, he said it.
I did not say it. She has her hair dyed.
No, honestly.
Apparently that's grandma hair.
Anybody who ever tries to make like bald jokes about me, I'm just like, whatever. I make bald jokes about myself all the fucking time.
They're not bad.
That's not true. You just pick up your hat and say, oh yeah? That's all you do. Yeah.
What's a bald joke?
No, that's not really. It's more like a showstopper.
Oh, ta-da! Okay. So last Tuesday, I went over to Liam's in Colton.
Neeson?
Liam Mason's.
No, Liam's Irish Pub.
You got me. Cheers.
Liam's Neeson's.
That's empty.
No, it's not. It's right here.
Went to Liam's Irish Pub, and I guess on Tuesday nights, their karaoke nights are themed nights. And Tuesday night was gender bend night, or it was like gender swap night. So I had to sing a girl song.
Which one did you sing?
Ariel, Kiss the Girl.
No.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
you want to hear, huh?
That song is sung by Sebastian.
No, Ariel. I just like Kiss the Girl.
So it wouldn't actually be a girl song.
With chocolate in my mouth.
Because it was sung by Sebastian.
What does she sing? Oh, the one with the...
Look at
this
thing.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it
there
neat?
There you go.
Wouldn't you say my collection's
complete?
Did
you sing that one?
No. I did Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Ooh, give us a little hint.
Yeah, give us a little preview.
It said one of the lines was, color my hair, do what I care. Whoa, oh, and like during that, I looked at my
hair. That's awesome. Like,
the whole place just started dying.
That's cute. That was creepy.
It was funny. So, and I do have like a really short recording of it, but like I was way off key because it's like the key is like much higher than
the range
I'm used to. Like, no.
But it's probably
singing.
Still sounded better than anything else.
And than anybody
there,
else.
There were times that I could feel it. Like I was like, oh fuck yeah, like I'm on key.
You're
right
your
now.
Worst critic
perfect.
Though. That's what it is.
I really am. Yeah.
Everyone's their own worst. Yeah.
Every time when we go and do karaoke and stuff, I always think like, oh shit, I was off key in this point, and then everybody like you guys have told me like, oh yeah, that sounded really
we
fucking
good.
We
should do good. One karaoke song real quick.
Usually when when I do a karaoke song, I think I need another drink.
Yeah.
I need another drink. I'm gonna do a karaoke song tonight.
Yeah.
We'll do Gorillaz.
Oh nice. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like when you do that one.
Really?
Yeah.
You could do the other part,
the
I ain't happy, and I'll do the rhyme part.
Feeling sad, I got
sunshine in a bag, I'm useless,
but not for long, the future is coming on.
Yeah, you can do that part if you want, and I'll do the rap part.
I'm down.
The essence, the basic, yeah.
Look out for that on Instagram, folks.
Probably, because we got a recorder right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn.
I don't know why I do that. I always go the opposite.
What time we got? In case we gotta play our King's game.
It's on game. Your thing.
It's on my thing or his thing?
Oh, it is on yours. We still have 15 minutes.
43.
Yeah, 4%. You're good,
sweet.
Man. I told you.
Just,
I told
you. Yeah, you got
so
it.
It's just the fucking screen.
Don't
just
because
my
it.
Voice gets high doesn't mean I'm lying.
So, but yeah, tonight's gonna be fun. D&D.
You should definitely come play some D&D.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's not Dicks and Dicks. It's D&D. It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and
Dicks. As soon as you went, Dicks, I knew what you're doing. This is why we know we're friends, because we fucking know each other too well.
So
we did the same thing
well.
Earlier, yeah. Too, just right now. Fuck. You guys haven't done
cheers.
That, though.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And me and Eddie got our own little
how
our own little
kiss.
D&D figures.
How about you guys? You said it. That was funny. What did you say? Oh yeah, we got
our own little figures.
Yeah,
for our characters.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sexy.
Yeah. That's cool. My character has like a bear's like pelt. wrapped over his shoulders.
As a vegan, I'm against that, but still, it's pretty cool.
Well, because my character is a human barbarian, and we found a human barbarian little figure, mm-hmm. and he has like a big bear head on his, and it like goes over his shoulders, and he's holding a big like great axe, which I have a great axe too. So
should bring it.
Fuck yeah! No. I mean, my character has one.
Oh.
It was made by Dark
Lord. It'd be cool if I turned this into
in the
pops.
Hinterlands.
Mine's a demon monk, so basically, I'm just weird.
Yeah. But the one that we like found, the one that we found for yours is fucking rad, dude.
Yeah. He has it horns, looks super cool. And he has a little like two little daggers.
Yeah, and he's got this rad tail.
Come, your horns are down.
Looks super cool.
This is a different hat. This is a rhino hat.
It goes down?
Yeah. Well, I could turn him up, but I think because like it has the two horns in the front, so you should probably take a picture
but
and put
I know that
on there.
You do it when you're sad.
I do it when I'm sad, but right now I'm not sad. It's just because I can't find my other hat. So I am sad, actually.
Why are you so down?
I can't find my other hat. I'm so sad. Hmm. Which, actually, is at my friend's house, and what a bitch.
And I got a free hoodie this weekend.
Ooh, what kind?
It's from camp.
Oh.
I got a free blowy.
See?
Which one won? A free hoodie, which is he's trying to show you?
Yeah.
Or a free blowy, which I can't show you?
Ooh, I like it, actually. I thought it was going to be, like, different.
No.
It's nice. That's a nice
You should sing that song, though.
Huh?
The hair song that you're talking about, you should totally sing that song. Oh, because I want to hear it now. Damn it, it's in my head.
Just sing it now. Want me to play the chorus?
No.
No.
It's a podcast, not a sing-along.
Feel the way I feel. Man.
I think people
like
it.
Feel like a woman. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, we need the music. We need the music.
Let's go, girls. That's the first line of the song. And as soon as I say that, like three
you know
girls
what it reminds
like
me
ran
of?
In.
You know what it reminds me of, though? It reminds me of, like, Chandler's dad singing It's Raining Men. Because like, this is such a deep...
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
That's all it reminds me of when I hear that. I think it's time for the card game, huh?
Almost.
You sure?
You still got a few minutes.
I don't know.
I was just picking it up and moving it. You should start shuffling.
Shuffling. Every time I shuffle, she says I'm shuffling wrong, or did I even shuffle these?
Every day I'm
so
shuffling.
Do you
want
to shuffle them? That was a very, very... not... No, we can't do that. We can't play music, because...
But it doesn't have words.
It's still... I don't think we can, not, can we? Isn't that still,
Well, no, not a copyright? Like
karaoke version. Oh, I thought it would be copyright still. Sing it!
I don't know all the words. I was reading them off of a screen. I wanted to do Amy Winehouse.
That would be sick. Can we do Amy Winehouse?
He's fucking turning the screen up for you.
Give me the next excuse, please.
Oh my gosh.
Give me the. It's not big enough.
I'm not
Come
a
on.
No, you are.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. I'm not singing all things.
You
want to
do like Guitar Hero?
Oh my god, Guitar Hero. I love that game.
So funny.
That's funny.
Best thing about being a woman.
That's me singing. Just
kidding. You're singing to that too?
Could you imagine? No.
If you're not playing D&D, you're singing. Which one are you doing?
Totally crazy.
Which one are you doing?
Another.
Aw, what a lame ass.
Sorry.
Let's play D&D.
Maybe we will. I'm kind of tired.
I mean,
if you
take your car there, then you could drive back whenever you want.
No, I know.
So that's what I was telling you. He's like, you know.
So well,
you
his car. To...
His car.
Assuming, yeah.
What?
Jasar.
Jasar?
What do you mean?
Jasar.
He's coming, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, let him drive.
How many times do we have to say his name?
Jeez.
One more time.
R.
If it's not chocolate, I don't care.
Did you want some?
I ate it all.
Oh. I'm glad you like it. Happy Stole Valentine's
them.
Day.
Stole them.
Josh ate most of them. He had like two pieces.
El chocolate es muy muerto. Es like no more.
All right, shuffled. Who wants to cut it?
Oh my god, it's so cold.
We'll have the best looking person cut it. I'll cut it right now.
Just cut it. I got it.
I'd like
cut.
To cut the cheese.
So who's doing it? Oh, she's starting it off. Oh, I already cut it!
I don't think
I said the best looking person cut it, and I cut it already.
Yeah, we're pretty much there.
We get it short just because your phone has technical difficulties, alright?
You want to call it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Alright, it's that time of the night, folks. Ladies and gentlemen,
start your card flipping.
Okay, I'll start this time.
Titties! Let's look at titties. Let's record the titties, actually.
Nine.
of Rhyme Time. Wait, oh damn, that's a big ass dildo. I think it goes your way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your way, which is you're gay.
You're gay.
Six is dicks.
These are my cards.
Joker, I got a drink.
Okay. Sorry, you have colds.
No, there's no ice left.
You want ice? Five. And six of dicks again.
Whoa.
Nine?
I give her a nine.
Dang, I get that's good ones.
Ten.
Oh no, that won't beat mine.
She's a ten. Yep. Why are you trying to look at both cards?
I only meant to grab one.
Okay. Ace. Jesus.
Damn.
Good Those Lord. Are some freaking
Hold titties. On, I want to look at those before I keep seeing the next card. Jeez.
I don't know.
What is that, 25cc?
I'm not super into fake boobs.
I'm into boobs.
Those are nice ones, though.
Nah, they're a little too big.
Really?
They're really into
They look like they kill you.
Jack, see, that's good. They look a little good.
Like...
Let me see.
Oh, she's holding them up.
Yeah, but still.
Those are natural.
Yeah, true. That's what I'm saying.
That's why she has to hold them up.
No, I don't think those are natural.
Five.
Well, you can't tell. Damn it. Okay. Ten. What the hell is she doing?
Okay. King. King, king.
So?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Pick the liquor.
Tequila.
Oh, God. I hope I don't get that.
Three.
Oh, seven heaven. Damn, she's spreading like heaven.
Yeah, she is.
Queen?
She's the killer.
Eight.
Queen.
Nice.
Three.
Queen.
With a 3-inch dildo in her vagina.
Jesus Christ.
King.
Oh.
What do you Chaser. Sunrise.
Okay.
Okay.
Tequila sunrise.
Eight.
Six. Six fingers.
Whoa. Queen? Guess queen.
Yes, queen.
Five. Yes, queen. No, you did that perfectly, too.
King. What
you're
the fuck?
You're drinking it. You're paying. You picked it. You both of them.
It. So you're drinking it.
I'm hoping you pay for it now. Nine. That's actually not. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, that's not the X-rated, but it was pretty X-rated.
Eight.
Please, not a king. Nine.
Two.
King.
I'll buy it.
As long Punk, as I have to drink it.
Punk's paying for it.
As long as I have to drink it, I'm
Damn. Good. You're drinking for it, but she's spreading for it.
Just kidding. It might be somebody. It might be a neighbor.
Dude, that's a butthole spread and a vagina spread.
Yeah, it is.
Damn.
It's pretty good.
I think that's better than the ones you do.
Thanks.
Well, that's it.
That's it for it, that. Folks. The game. So you're drinking
that's all, folks.
Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise.
That you're... drinking so and punk is paid for.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Fun times.
Why you guys gotta leave me out of this, huh?
And hopefully he'll sing a good song tonight. So stay tuned.
He's singing tonight. Karaoke. All right. He's gonna sing a song. All right.
Aw, that's good.
All right. I think.
I'm gonna wrap it up before Mr. Boston's phone dies.
Yes, before my phone dies.
We don't want any more technical difficulties. We already had electrical difficulties. So.
I heard noises and then I saw that and it startled me first.
Hey, that's my bag. That's my bag.
Can you imagine if he screamed?
Huh?
He screamed. He felt like a girl. Like a singing, you know?
That'd be right. Oh, man. All right. Well,
good night.
That's gonna wrap it up. Yep. You guys have a great night. Yep. Again, as always, we're gonna be in downtown Riverside tonight. If you guys are down there, come say hi.
We'll change it up eventually and go to a different bar. But
yes.
We do like our bar. We do like our bar, so.
Yeesh.
Ish. Ish, baby. Come hear us sing, especially Boston, because he sings good girl songs.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la luego.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not.
Get to the drama.
You
need to do your voice. Yeah, you need to practice it. Do it. Do it, Austin. Do a Terminator as a pirate.
I don't know how to
get to the boats. Get to the pirate ship. Okay. Oh.
Get to the ship.
Arrgh. No, it's arrgh. It's a predator.
Shiver me timbers.
So that's going to wrap it up for this one.
Where's me booty?
It's just Arnold drowning. Arnold drowning in whatever it seems to be.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. I'm Boston.
Skunk. Farting.
And Punk.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Or never.
That was so funny.